Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, as we continue through the shadow and light of our Lenten season, we turn now to two masters in Israel, Nicodemus and Caiaphas. Both of these men were of high standing and in important positions within Israel. Now, these two men are most famous for what they have done in the shadow of night. Though in the case of Nicodemus, what he did in the night has led to the light of life in Jesus Christ for many people. We first meet Nicodemus in St. John chapter 3, when he comes to Jesus at night to ask questions. As a Pharisee and a member of the ruling council of the Jews, Nicodemus knows what it means to learn by asking and answering questions. Jesus refers to Nicodemus himself as a teacher of Israel. Without Nicodemus's questions to Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? We would probably not have John 3:16, which of course reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Now, this one verse has led many to a clearer understanding of Jesus, of who he is and why he came. And the next verse, though not as famous, is just as important. And it says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Nicodemus had asked Jesus to explain what it means to be born again. So we have Nicodemus to thank for asking the question that we all need the answer to. Because of that question, we know that only by the name of Jesus Christ, do we have the light of salvation. And then we have the other one, the other master, the high priest, Caiaphas. And again, his action in the gospel lessons takes place mostly at night. The exception, however, is the verse that we read in Scripture today from John. That verse is important because it shows that Caiaphas is squarely behind the plot to kill Jesus. That's important. It also shows that God still honored Caiaphas's role as high priest because of the prophecy that comes out of Caiaphas's mouth. The fulfillment of that prophecy, which says that one man should die for the nation, and indeed for the world, is what God would use to bring the light of hope and salvation to everyone. To everyone who, as John 3:16 and 17 tells us, who believes in Jesus Christ. Now, we all know that Caiaphas meant one dark and selfish thing by his words. But God used those same words for the greater purpose of revealing Jesus, who is the light of the world, the one whom God sent to save the world and not condemn it. We know that both Nicodemus and Caiaphas were fearful. But one was fearful for his power and prestige, while the other was in fear of losing his soul. Nicodemus, yes, came at night in the beginning because he was perhaps afraid to be seen with Jesus. But then, because of the love he had for Jesus, at Jesus' death, he publicly came to the Roman governor, along with Joseph of Arimathea, to ask for Jesus' body. Now, this would not have gone unnoticed by Caiaphas or the other Jewish leaders. Nicodemus had not become just curious about Jesus' teachings. But he had become a true, devoted follower of Jesus. Caiaphas, however, also had been curious about Jesus' teachings, and he understood very well their meaning and their implications. He knew that if what Jesus was teaching and saying were to be believed and trusted in by the people, then all that Caiaphas understood of his relationship with God, with his position of leadership and his status in the community, all of that would radically change. Caiaphas knew that Jesus' teachings meant a complete change of identity for the whole Jewish nation. It also meant a complete change of every individual's heart and soul and mind. If Jesus, this itinerant preacher, kept going, then Caiaphas would lose his status and more. He wanted to keep things status quo so he could keep his dearly held position of power and leadership. And I always find it curious that even after Jesus' resurrection, Caiaphas maintained his position, and you can read that in Acts. He and most all of the Jews of that day carried on as though Easter had never happened. Of course, we see that in our world today as well, don't we? People still carry on in the darkness of their lost condition as though the light of Easter sunrise has never happened. Yet, for Nicodemus, Easter sunrise brought to naught all of the work that he had done to give Jesus a proper Jewish burial, although I'm sure he didn't mind that given the result. Nicodemus had come through shadow and light with Jesus. So also had Caiaphas, though as far as we know, Caiaphas remained unchanged. For Nicodemus, however, as well as for us, the prophecy of Caiaphas has come true. In the light of the gospel of the death of one man, Jesus, the nation and the world has indeed been saved, and saved in Jesus' name alone, in whose name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen.